Yechezkel, Perek Chof, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. L'yonish Nasarino Harav Avram Nesanel Ben Shlomo for Refuah Shlema, for those who need a Refuah Shlema. So this is, wow, a whale of a Musar Shmuz, as we are being told that judgment is going to be passed. It's not just going to go unnoticed, all the terrible things we have done to break our side of the wrist. V'havar tiaschem tachas ha-shovet. And I'm going to put you single file. I'm going to pass you under the staff. Like Meiser Behemo, when you count 10 behemoths, the 10th one is Meiser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm going to pass you under the staff to be counted individually. We use the same Lashon in Davening, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ve'eschi eschem b'masores habaris. And I will bring you into the transmission of the covenant, which I was Meiser to you, which I transmitted to you back when. Radak says it's from Isar, Matir Isurim. To be bound, the bond of the covenant, being bound by the covenant. And I will separate out from you. Who? Hamoradim, the rebels, Vahaposhimbi, and those who transgress against me. We're going to have to take out the bad apples. May Eretz Muguroi Hem Otsiosam. From the land of their sojournings, I will take them. From the land of their gullus. V'aladmas Yisrael lo yavo, but they're not going to be brought all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Vidatem ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. So they're going to suffer, and they're going to pass away. They're going to be slain, but in the wilderness, so that the enemies of the Jewish people can't gloat over this. Lametes v'atem beis Yisrael, ko amar Hashem Elokim. And you, house of Israel, this is what Hashem says, ishki lulav lechu avodu. Each man go worship his idols. V'achar im ein ve'achar. And no longer im ein chem shomim elai, if you're not going to listen to me. V'ashem kochi lo sechalu od. Don't desecrate my holy name anymore, v'mat nosechem, with your gifts to the gods. V'gilu lechem, and your idols. And your words of peace, and your protests, and your flags, and your sit-ins, and your college campus occupations. Don't. Go worship your idols. Go ahead. Go be like everybody else. If you want to be like everybody else, then it's not going to be a desecration of my name, because nobody in the non-Jewish world is going to say, oh, they are gods. They belong to Hashem. They clearly don't belong to Hashem. So at least abandon Judaism. Or, as Rabbi Breuer says, abandon that perverted mixture of Jewish and heathen ideology, which allowed them to tolerate the cult of Moloch side by side with the worship of the one God on the soil of God's holiest places. So, Eliyahu HaNavi said this at Har HaKarmel. Ad Mosai, how long, Atem, Mishnei HaSeipim, how long are you going to flip from branch to branch? Pick a side. Do it. At least then it won't be a Chilul Hashem. Everybody's going to know you're not Shomrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mem, ki vahar kodshi vahar merom Yisrael um Hashem Elokim. Because on my holy mountain, on the mountain of the height of Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash is higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and the land of Eretz Yisrael is considered higher than the other lands. From Hashem Elokim, sham yavduni kol Beis Yisrael kulo ba'aretz. There, all the house of Israel is going to serve me. All of them in the land. Shom Eretzim. There, I will accept them. I will want them. V'sham Edrosh Estrum Moseichem. And there I will require your teruma. V'esereshis Masoseichem B'chol Kodsheichem. And the first of your food, your bikurim, with all of your hallowed things. Those who merit return to Eretz Yisrael are going to serve me wholeheartedly, and none of them will be missing. And their karbanos will be pleasing, and their trumos will be pleasing, and their bikurim will be pleasing. Mem aleph b'reach nichoach ertze eschem. With the reach nichoach, the pleasing aroma, I will accept you. Bohotzii eschem en ho'amim. When I take you out of these other nations, And I gather you from all the lands in which you were scattered. V'nikdashti b'chem le'inei ha'goyim. And I will be hallowed. I will be made holy through you before the eyes of the nations. Radak says this talking about during the Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Think about how the Jews are being treated right now. In Montreal, there was a firebombing today of a shul for the second time in less than a year. And in Montreal, they have nothing to say. They don't know if it's a hate crime or not because it's only Jews. They firebombed a shul down in Australia. Imagine these same anti-Semitim looking at Klal Yisrael and saying that we are Mekadesh Hashem. What an amazing thing that would be. Hard to even imagine in our time and place with the terribleness of these people. Ben Beis Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem. And then you will know that I am Hashem. Baha Bi'i Eschem El Admas Yisrael. When I bring you to the land of Israel, El Ha'oretz Asher Nasasi Es Yadu L'Sei Sosol Avoseichem, the land that I raised up my hands to give to your forefathers. And I gave it to them, and they despised it, and they threw it back in my teeth. Mem Gimel U'Zechartem Sham Es Darcheichem Ve'is Kol Ali Loseichem. And you will dare remember your ways and your deeds, Asher Nitmeisem Bom, with which you have been defiled. It's not going to be completely forget everything that you did before. No, you're going to remember the bad times and everything you did wrong. Unakotosem bifnechem, b'chol ra'oseichem asher asisem. And then you're going to quarrel with yourselves because of all the evils you have done. Can't imagine such a thing where Jews start fighting with other Jews to talk about who was worse. You deserve to be cut off from the land. You're going to be going after each other. And that's one of the hardest things. Is that, you know, after the Spanish Inquisition, can you give an aliyah to the Muranos? They say Haman's great-grandchildren are going to learn in Beis Medrash and Bnei Brak. How easy would it have been for them to have been accepted? Let alone other Jews that you feel betrayed you. Nothing like the anger and hatred between Jew and Jew to wreck harmony. Achtus, memdal bidatem ki ani Hashem ba'asosi yitchem lema'an shemi. You will know that I am Hashem when I do with you what I do for the sake of my own name. Lo chidar cheichem ha'ra'im. Not according to your evil ways. V'cha'ali lo seichem ha'nishchasos. And according to your corrupt deeds, Beis Yisrael. Noam Hashem Elokim. So, when I do goodness for you, it's not because you deserve it. It's not because of your own good deeds. It's not because you merited this. But I want the nations to know my might and my name. And I'm not even going to do necessarily commensurate with your own evil way. So when you're fighting with each other over who deserves or who doesn't deserve, just remember, it's not about you. It's about me. The more Israel will be filled with loathing when it recalls the extent of its former decadence, says Rabbi Breuer, the more it will become aware that it owes its survival and rebirth solely to divine providence, which never desired Israel's destruction, but only sought to train Yisrael so it would become truly the people of God, elevating the rest of mankind to the same lofty spiritual level. The definition of messianism among the Jews is very, very different from what the Christians and the Muslims say would happen in their end of days. The lesson we are trying to teach is a lesson about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're trying to bring everyone into awareness not of a human being who's better than everybody else. Not of even a group of human beings that's better than everybody else. But of the dominance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over all of creation. It's not about us. We are the mechanism by way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory fills the world. And if we can remember that, then we'll stop quarreling with each other over who was worse and who deserves punishment. Even after the people who were punished and didn't get into Eretz Yisrael. Who are we to fight with God's judgment on who made it in? If you made it in, that's tremendous chesed from Hashem. That should be good enough for us.